The trail of water from the flooded post office has led you to the odd-looking water bubbler outside the Town Hall Bakery. The bubbler gives the impression of two fish kissing, their golden lips joined and tails hooked together. The water trail pools around the fountain. You're not sure what to do when you hear the distinct sound of kissing coming from the art piece. You've imagined it, surely. But there it is again. The slippery sound of someone blowing kisses, followed by a giggle. You move closer to the fountain. When the fountain turns on by itself, spraying a thick jet of water at you, you jump back and catch the unmistakable end of a golden tail disappearing into the fountain's plug. Wary of getting shot in the face again, you approach the fountain with your hands outstretched this time. The giggle you hear turns into a song. It's beautiful. Lyrics in a faraway language, a lilting melody, the sounds of the ocean. You can feel the water soaking your shoes, but you don't care, because the song is the only thing that matters.
Snap out of it!
A voice yells. Somebody shakes your shoulders. You feel as if you're waking from a deep dream, to find the bold face of Magdalena Moon peering into yours. She looks satisfied. She taps your nose.
I see.
You can hunt 100 ghosts, but you're a fool for the charm of a mermaid song. Mermaids? You feel all clogged up, as if there's water in your ears you can't get out. Mermaids, Magdalena says. They're the reason for the Bramble Spirit's demise. Now they're bringing their sinister charms into the waterways of Sandgate. Luckily, I've got my own song that'll banish them. Follow me. Do you? 1. Follow Magdalena to the leaning tree at the foreshore to see if her song will send off these supposed mermaids. Or 2. Follow the echoing whispers of the song you can still hear ringing in your ears to the wave sculpture at the end of Cliff Street.